Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, story time.
Yes, the story everyone that's been listening this morning is waiting for.
Because when you say Naked Heather Park, people perk up a little bit. They want to know this story. What happened to you yesterday?
Okay, well, I don't know if anything happened, but something might have happened. Okay, so right now our house is in full disarray, right? Because we're getting our floors redone, sanding, restained, and we've had contractors in and out of our house for a long time because we had
some water
damage.
Yeah.
So we have had a ton of things going on and people in and out of our house all the time. And at this point, you just have to live your life while these contractors are at your house, right? You got to get stuff done. And yesterday, now, you know, I see these people almost every day, but whatever. Like, I was doing my thing. I got home. I did a little workout. I started making kids, prepping some lunch. And then while the food I was making was in the oven, I was like, okay, I got 10 minutes to go take a shower before I've got to come back down and flip what I was making. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to rush upstairs, take a shower. What you typically do, right? I got to my bedroom. I shut the door because there's
privacy.
People in my house.
Yeah, of course.
And so I'm showering. And then then all of a sudden I see one of the dogs in the bathroom. And I was like, oh, hey, June. And I was like, oh, okay. Because our doors don't shut like a typical door. They're double doors to the bedroom. And they don't stay put. So the dogs can use their nose
and pop it open.
And pop open the double doors. Okay. And then I did not have the bathroom door shut because I thought my bedroom
doors
door was shut.
Yeah.
Didn't really think anything of it. And then during the shower, I really wanted my face wash that was out in the main part of the bathroom.
Right.
So I got out of the shower to run over there and grab the soap and go back in and whatever, did my thing, getting ready. And I didn't really think anything of it because these guys are all working on the lower level. They're nowhere, shouldn't be anywhere near the upstairs of the home. So I get ready. I have a towel on. I go out to my bedroom to get dressed. And all of a sudden I see they're like these large, I don't even know what they are, whether they collect dust or they're fans for the floors, was up on the landing of the staircase. And it was plugged in on the walkway upstairs.
So, and it wasn't there before.
Oh, no, it wasn't there before I took a shower. So now I'm thinking, my gosh, my double doors were wide open. I was outstanding, like, in my bathroom. Obviously, I was showering completely naked. I had to walk into my bedroom. I'm thinking, there's a slight chance that by... So after I got dressed, I went to that plug and I was like, okay, what can you see from standing here? If you walk up the stairs...
Can you see in the bathroom?
You can see into the bathroom. You can't see the shower.
Okay.
But there's a big mirror. I don't know.
So you're not sure if they saw you naked.
So I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my, now I'm kind of like, I was starting to like kind of sweat a little bit. I was like, oh my God, did somebody come up here and see me naked? And then I thought, okay, whatever, Heather, you got to carry on with your day. Like, I got to go downstairs and finish the food that's in the oven. So I throw on some clothes. I had my hair up in like a towel and I walked downstairs and one of the contractors just kind of looked up and gave me this like little smirk. And I was like, oh my God, he saw me.
Did he wink at you?
No. And I pretended like nothing happened because what was I going to do?
Right,
like,
yes.
I'm not going to bring it up.
Ask them, yeah, hey, did you see me naked?
My God. So I continued cooking, talked to them about staying color, and then I was like, I'm out of here. But I felt embarrassed, even though I don't even think they saw me. But
like, what percentage chance? Like 5%, 10% chance?
Maybe like 10. I mean, at this point, I don't know because...
Well, life is all about timing.
Like, did they notice and then stand there and...
Watch?
I hope they didn't watch, but like, did they...
Turn around?
I don't know. Just like, I don't know.
Take a quick peek?
A bigger peek than, yeah, like, oh, whoa.
Is it uncomfortable now around them? I guess this was just yesterday.
I felt a little uncomfortable for the minute of the one kid that he's not a kid, the one man, young man that I yes. saw afterward, but I'll never know.
No.
I'll never have any idea.
Yeah.
So,
but I keep looking, like every time I walk down, so we have like a walkway from one side of the house to the other where the master bedroom is. So I keep standing there at the end, like what if, okay, you put the plug in and then you stand up and you go to turn around and you're more by the bedroom. Like what could you see? And then I was like, did I walk into the bedroom naked or did I have and now I'm trying to like retrace the steps.
Has this ever happened to you?
No, but I felt embarrassed and uncomfortable. Like
you didn't do anything wrong.
No, but I understand feeling uncomfortable and possibly embarrassed, even though it's your house, that somebody other than your husband would have seen you naked. It's funny weird, because you asked me why every time this brought up, I keep smirking.
Yes.
And you said at the break, obviously they would have thought that you wouldn't have left the door open, that it would have been the dog. But if they didn't see the dog go in and open the door, they may have thought.
Oh, God. They may have thought that I opened it on purpose so that they could get a show.
Well,
John. Now that makes me more embarrassed. If they think I did it on purpose.
I'm a dude and I'm just trying to think about it from their perspective. All right. And they walk in to plug it, plug in the fan or the air purifier.
Whatever it is, yeah.
And all of a sudden, oh, the door's, I wonder if she did that on purpose.
Oh, that's even worse, John. No wonder that little smirk afterward. Oh.
We know how your mind works.
Yes, it works in mysterious and weird ways.
Do you want me to share the other thing you said off the air or no?
Oh my God, what did you say?
Oh, you mean like the plot of some adult films may
start
have
this way.
Begun this way. Or
the contractor, yeah. Woman in the shower.
Uh-huh. I left my door open just a little bit and you just happened to accidentally see me naked.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, no. How embarrassing. That's so awful.
So we want to know if people can relate to what Heather just experienced.
I've heard the plot of these films.
Oh,
maybe.
Yes. Just to be clear, you would never have, consumed such filth, but as you understand it.
So when I read the email, I instantly thought that's where my mind instantly goes.
God.
This is the start of an adult film.
Have you guys been in this spot where you may have accidentally been seen naked or seen somebody accidentally naked?
I have a story about that.
Yeah.
You know how people like to show you photos on their phone? Like, hey, I want to show you this picture, but they've got to scroll through all their photos to show you the picture they want to show you. And everyone always stands there as you're scrolling. Well, we were on vacation somewhere. A random woman, didn't know her, wanted to show me a picture of something. I don't even remember what sparked the conversation. She's scrolling through her phone, naked picture. Not of herself.
Mm. Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a man. Yeah.
What was your reaction?
Well, I just looked away for a second, and she was like, oh, excuse me, and just continued scrolling.
Is it summer or winter?
Oh, no.
Yes, it does matter. It does matter. Yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, first of all, Heather, this is your fault.
Well, I should have shut the bathroom door.
This is not the contractor's fault.
No, not at all.
Hey, it was accidental if he saw something.
Totally.
He had no intent.
I don't think.
He took a picture, he did.
Weird.
Yeah. That's what ticket techs are all over. You better hope he didn't take one. Not to scare you.
So the other question I have, other than, where my mind instantly went with this is, did you tell Colin about this?
I haven't told him. I never told him. Yeah. We are right now.
You are now.
Because we're not like really staying at our house because if you saw my house, it is not livable right now. Like you can't really be in there. So we're all over. We've got one kid at a grandma's house. One kid was at school. Like we're just kind of like, and then when we saw each other, we were discussing floor stains and that's kind of like where our night ended. And I never brought it up to him.
Hopefully,
but he's
probably
listening now.
If Colin's listening, hopefully his friends are more grown up than I am because the text messages he'll get the rest of today will be very entertaining.
I think you probably should have told him this before you told the world.
He'll find out.
I don't know if anybody's ever seen me. I hope they haven't, but I think that's an unknown that we have sometimes. I mean, I don't try to put myself in that situation. I have seen, I can, at least three times I can think of, I've seen somebody naked when I didn't expect it.
Oh, really?
Like, yes.
Not at a gym?
Yeah, like not in a locker room.
Locker room.
Right. Yeah. So, one was up in Traverse City. I walk in, we were out to eat, and I walk into the men's bathroom, and I open up the door, and I see this woman topless with a guy like, from behind grabbing them. She was topless and that's it. There was no other clothes or move, but they were like, and I'm like,
oh boy.
Well, you're in a public bathroom.
Yeah. What do you expect?
Yeah, exactly. I walked back out. I did not go to the bathroom.
Follow up question. Do you just go scoop past them and go to the stall?
Maybe this would be expected, although there's the first time I was at South Beach in Miami, the only time I've been down there. And me and Kelly were walking up to the beach and I saw somebody topless laying down sunbathing. I guess that's sort of, but the kicker one is when I lived in an apartment, I was single, getting my start in my career, you know, I went out on the balcony of my apartment and I just was looking around, you know, look over and the lower across from us, the other apartment building, the window was open and I actually saw two people going at it.
Oh,
like it was tush pushing.
Oh,
oh, OK. Well, I guess the question is, was she hot?
Oh,
John. I didn't sit there and stare. I went over and I saw this and I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like, wow.
And then he rolled up with some binoculars.
It got but they weren't doing
other
than, there's another one of your
peeping
weird
Tom stories.
Scenes, those porns you watch.
All right. What we're going to do coming up next is we're going to read some ticket text. I imagine it'll go smoothly, I'm sure.